What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy Wednesday flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Powell. Gets back, Kevin Powell.
What's that?
I know. Yeah. I do. Hey, sometimes I can't believe it's me either. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Let's welcome Chris Alvarado. Chris the Dish. Have you been to the movie theater lately? And if so, did you see anything you liked?
I haven't been to the movie theater in such a long time, which sucks because I love that experience.
Purposely avoiding?
Yeah, I think it's like timing, and like I feel like there's only like one movie out forever for like a long time or something. It's not like, I don't feel like things are rocking and rolling the way they used to. Yeah, no, I mean, that's it. That's all I got to say. I haven't been. I want to go. Are you in a movie coming out soon? Is anybody here in a movie?
We're super safe, be protected people, and we've been to the movie theater a lot in the last 6 months. And now our weekly dose of Craig Kukowski. Kakao, when was the last time you ate from one of the fast food offerings in town, and how was it?
Well, I go to In-N-Out a few times a year, and I never regret it. For some reason, that reminds me, though, of like 2 years after I was in Chicago. This is like the mid-90s. I was visiting a friend downtown, and he had just converted a Reservoir Dogs laser disc onto VHS for me. So that's where we were in technology then. And he was like, where are you going now? I was like, oh, I was going to get lunch at McDonald's. He's like, why? You live in a city now.
Wow.
There's a burger place called Mr. G's. It's across the street. Why would you not go there? And I grew up eating tons of shitty fast food. And I was also poor for several years, and that's what I fucking ate.
Same.
And for some reason, that was seared into my brain of just like, yeah, why would I ever go back to McDonald's? I live in a city.
Yeah.
But In-N-Out is a cut above and worth the trip, and that's pretty much it. Like, McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King. It's been at least 20 years for any of them for me.
Wow, that's impressive.
Jamie insists, and I agree, that In-N-Out is best for actually the protein style burger. They have the best version of that in Los Angeles. But if we're talking French fries, you know me, got to go to Five Guys. Hey, there's James Heaney. Jimmy James, John John, please audition now for the role of Christmas Future.
I am Christmas Future, and you need to...
He doesn't speak. He doesn't speak.
I thought he was the Grim Reaper.
He is, yeah, but he's silent. The Grim Reaper doesn't talk.
He just points. A lot of pointing.
Not the versions I've seen.
Okay. All right, we'll be in touch. We'll absolutely be in touch, Ebenezer. Oh, we love you. So, hey, now here's Caroline Cotter, Cotspot. What's your third favorite thing about Christmas?
Oh, my word. The third favorite thing for me is definitely all that paper that's all crumpled up.
Post unwrapped.
All the paper. You got to put it in a big-ass trash bag.
But do you, in fact, like the look of all those wrapped gifts? The sensation, the nostalgic, look at all the gifts?
No, it gives me, wrapped gifts to stress me out. Freaks me out.
And how are you? And the wrapping of gifts, how are we doing?
I like it. The past couple of years, I will say I've done it a little drunk, and I would not recommend that.
Okay, cool. Thanks for that. Mm-hmm. And last, but two nights, 6 days at a Radisson, if you think him least, it's Joey Greer. Stenchmaker, what's the hottest gift this year?
The hottest gift right now? People are going to say PlayStation 5. But I actually want to put a pin in that and say, you're wrong, and that pin is filled with poison, and now you're dead, okay? Because the hottest gift right now are actually, they're called skin toys. And what they are is, they're just these, flesh-like dolls. They're not, mm-hmm. it's not real flesh, mm-mm. but it has the same feel, the same texture as human skin, mm-hmm. and you can get them in all different shapes and sizes, and they're great. They're, great for stocking stuffers. They're great for kids, and each one has its own, preloaded phrases. For instance, one
he's
of the
just
skin
trying to get people to stop buying PS5s because he can't find one on the shelves.
Shut up!
And now let's do a damn show. All of our scene suggestions gathered from your listener emails or from our Patreon VIPs to become a patron supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content like standalone bonus scenes that we make just for you or video of this very session right now, only available to patrons. Head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. You can also suggest, of course, a scene via email or just write to us at alchemythis@gmail.com. That's Alchemy. One comes from patron VIP Phil, who sent this scene suggestion. This year, Christmas just don't happen. Hope you're better off, Phil.
Wow.
Mommy, I listened for Santa Claus last night and I wake up. I didn't.
What time is it, sweetheart?
Let me check. 4:37 a.m. I did not hear Santa Claus.
You know what? It might just be too early for Santa Claus. Go back to sleep for at least 2 more hours.
Right, but I feel he would have come already.
You know what, sweetheart? Don't wake your dad or there's going to be no Christmas this year, okay? He'll lock that fireplace up so that Santa can't even come down. Just go back to sleep for 2 more hours.
I shouldn't wake dad. Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying, let's keep our voices down. You woke up a little too early this year, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, but I shouldn't wake Dad.
Well, if he wakes up...
What the hell's going on?
Oh, no.
Somebody woke me up in the bathroom.
No,
what's going on? I was asleep in the bathroom.
Good morning,
what's
Father.
Going on?
Good morning, Father. Yes, thank morning. You for joining us.
What time is it?
It's 4:30. It's after 4:30, but
4:39. What the hell's going on?
Well, some of us are very excited about this being Christmas morning.
Okay,
he's
show
upset
of hands.
That Santa
show
Claus
of hands.
Has,
he's excited.
Well, I'm excited. Yeah, I'm one. Excited. My hand's up. Raise your hand.
I was Damien? Just telling Mother that Santa Claus did not come yet.
What?
Yeah, there's nothing under the tree. Zippo, zap.
What
nothing.
Are you talking about? Did you put the presents on there yet, honey, or what?
Shh.
Why would...
Hey, Santa. Santa, you going to come out of that bathroom, bud?
Not
Not anytime soon.
Okay, okay, and we respect you, obviously.
It's not looking good in here.
Okay, so we haven't been through something like this before. What should I tell everybody? The reindeer are getting restless. What's the plan?
Are you telling me we don't have a contingency plan?
We did 200 years ago, but technology has changed and there's just no way we would do the...
I'm sorry, honey. I'm out here with your head elf. I'm fine to drive the sleigh. I know this head elf says that he doesn't trust me on the road in the sky with the...
Crinkle, Crinkle, whatever you do, don't let Mrs. Claus drive the sleigh.
If you ho-ho-ho after it, it doesn't make it better. It doesn't make it like a fun, nice thing that you're saying. So do you, Crinkle, you see what he's doing, right? He like is controlling of me in this way.
She's not qualified, ho-ho-ho.
I failed my first sleigh license
exam. But you have a pretty good relationship with the reindeer.
Yeah.
So I feel like that counts for something.
Well,
did you eat fast food?
Yes.
We're in the North Pole.
I had Taco Bell for the first time in 20 years.
Honey, I put the two presents from us down there, but that was last night, before Santa would have gotten here.
God damn it.
Let's go downstairs.
So someone broke in here and stole the goddamn toys.
No, I think that he might be right. Maybe Santa didn't come yet.
What? Honey, what are you talking about? We put the presents down here. There's no Santa.
We put our two.
Hi, welcome to Taco Bell. May I take your order, please?
Hi. No. Hi.
Is that guy on a leash?
My dad.
Is that guy on a leash?
Yeah, ate here last night, and he's not feeling very well.
While we're here, we might as well get a few grilled stuffed burritos, right?
No more. Have you...
I did not work the night shift, sir. I can certainly make a record, but if you're not feeling well, I apologize.
Hey, what's up with your ears, man?
Are you talking to me?
No.
He's talking to me. He's talking to me.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
And I know he's talking to me because I know this is Brad Dorian at 1204 Arrington Avenue, Santa Clarita, California.
Holy shit. How's this guy know?
Okay, that's how I know, Brad.
Inkle you Cray, you've been made as an elf, eh?
Okay, elf, did you know who I am, huh?
What?
You didn't get my information, you motherfucker! He's going to be
Brad!
You didn't get my information, you piece of
shit! Let me get a stuff for you. Doritos, Cocos,
and tacos. Stop! Okay, so, I don't know what the other solution is. You are in a full body cast, and my husband can't step away from the toilet for more than a half hour without having an accident.
Mrs.
He ruined
Claus,
his suit.
The reindeer are here. They want to have a word with you.
Fine, let them in.
It's Donner and Blitzen. Yeah. You know them all.
Yeah, no, name them all. I actually forget their names. Please. Donner and Blitzen, we've got that.
Rudolph. Ma'am, it'd actually be better if you just leave him to heal.
Dasher.
He's under a lot of stress.
Oh, God.
We should move him away from the toilet room,
okay.
But he wants to be close. So
it's fine.
The possibility of infection is skyrocketing. You know
fine.
What? Who cares?
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine. I'll meet with the deer.
Do you know their names?
Do I know them? Well, no. I do, but I don't have to say them.
Don't forget Vixen. Oh!
Okay.
God, there's so many flies kind of building up around.
I know.
Toilet.
I have. There's something. Yeah, there's a lot of flies in this bathroom.
Locos.
Sweetheart, did you think I bought all those presents all those years? No, we get two presents a year for him. The rest
talking
come
about
from
I buy
Santa.
The presents. What are you talking about?
No, you don't.
Look yes, I the, do. What do you mean?
Look at the Discover card bill from last year. Do you see half
I don't,
the
you,
toys?
You use it as... I use an Amex. What the hell are you... Honey.
Hi, Stan. This is Carl. Just an SOS alert. Someone has actually ordered a Discover card. And it's been 17 years, and I just want to let you know.
Sorry. I was forwarding it in a voicemail. Say that one more time. I wasn't
somebody ordered a Discover card, and okay. I've got a form here. And
it's going to take at least 2 weeks to get up the machine to print that card out.
Yeah, I don't know what to do.
Oh, shit.
Should I write the person to say we're working on it? Should we just do nothing and make them wait?
Well, maybe we can just do nothing for a while until something else happens.
Great plan. Right? I completely forgot why we went out of business 17 years ago.
Well, Mrs. Claus, I am Fixin', and I have a couple of questions for you.
Okay, yeah, you don't have to, put that all in my face, though. Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry, it's been a trying day, as you know. So, say we're flying over Russia,
mm-hmm.
and Donner's, leg starts to hurt.
Sure.
What do we do in a situation like that? What would
why
you
don't we
do?
Why don't we ask her legitimate situations? All right. I mean, Vixen, you're just kind of from the hip here. I mean, yeah, there's protocols true. We can do here.
Okay. Now, okay.
Now, if one of the sleigh ropes snap, you're going to have to run up and you're going to have to re-harness us. You know how to do that?
Yeah, of course I know how to do that.
Okay. Well, show us now.
I'm sorry. I just don't feel like my husband is put through these same tests. You make him prove that
every year.
There's no way. There's no way. He can't unhook my bra. There's no way you test him on running up here and rehooking these reindeer straps.
It's
every
a
year.
Different thing. It's a different kind of focus.
Maybe we shouldn't be having this conversation until all the reindeer are here. So let's just sound off.
Okay, fine. And Vixen, can you put on more clothes? I'm sorry. I've just never been offended by how scantily clad a reindeer was dressed before until
this
one. Okay,
I'll put on my cardigan and I'll say my name. Vixen, present. Who's next?
Connor, present.
Connor?
Hold on.
Who the Connor?
Wait, I'm sorry. I think...
Who the hell is Connor?
Connor, you're not a deer. You're a raccoon, Connor.
Oh, my bad.
Thank you. Now, I'll
start.
But
I can fly.
Look, I'm going to call the Discover number and I'm going to figure out what the hell is going on here, okay?
Honey, you're going to be disappointed because we buy a couple presents a year.
Are you telling me
Santa
that you
Claus
legitimately believe in Santa? You believe in Santa. That's exactly
you.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
This is why I sleep in the bathroom. Okay.
It's so funny.
This is why I do.
This is bad.
You said it was funny. I didn't say it was funny.
Hi. Thanks for calling Discover.
Oh my God. You didn't even dial anything. Hello. Yes.
I just want to let you know you and I look kind of alike.
How can you tell that?
I just know it's one of our things.
How tall are you?
6.
6 feet, inches.
Yeah, how about you?
Well, you didn't answer. 6.
What, you didn't answer. All right. So what's the issue?
You didn't ask me a question. What, 6 what, sir? I got to make sure we look alike if I'm actually talking to Discover.
6 hot dogs tall.
6 hot dogs stacked on the side or upright?
Upright.
Okay. All right. So far, so good. Which size?
All right. Let me get a cheesy gordita crunch.
Right.
And a crunch wrap supreme.
Okay. 2 crunches.
And nachos, Bel Grande. Are you still doing the Mexi Melt?
What's up with this guy's outfit, man? What's up with this guy's outfit?
I think this is fucking
Brad,
Santa
Brad,
Claus.
Brad, you need to stand down, okay, buddy?
Excuse me, sir.
In the joint one more time. You're there quite a while.
Yes.
Are you Santa Claus?
Don't ask him that, man.
No, well, what day is it?
It's, you know what? It's 12:30 on Christmas Day.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, my kid didn't get anything this year, fucker.
Well, what am I doing at a Taco Bell in Santa Clarita?
What's wrong with you? You've changed.
Are you really Santa Claus?
Yes, Santa I Claus. Am.
Boom! Oh, my God. Catch my kids. Boom!
That is scene one. My kids didn't get any gifts, you fucker.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Leesa, the sleep experts. Here at Leesa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Leesa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Scene two comes from listener Marcus, who wrote, "Well, well, well, Kevin, you just get called to do the dirty work. Nope, I can't get mad at you for that because I do the same." You do? Who is this? How do you know? Marcus. "By the way, I like music, but one song I've always wondered about, it's a smoky song. What I wondered about it is, who the fuck was Alice? And that is my suggestion for a scene. Always watching, Marcus."
Looking over these forms here for new cards.
Mm-hmm.
Got Alice Rocher.
Yeah.
Who's Alice?
Sorry, you don't have any background on the card for Alice?
No, I'm telling you, I'm just looking at the
what new are you card. Looking at?
I'm looking at the new card influx. So I'm telling you right now what data we have of people who are just applying for a new card. So, but yeah, Alice Rocher looks like she got a card. And there is some transactions, but I just can't.
All right, you two numbskulls.
Oh, boy.
Have you gotten me the new applicants for the Discover cards today?
Yeah, but there seems to be some kind of issue. There's one of the applicants actually.
It's not an issue,
actually,
sir. It's not an issue. Not it's an issue. Issue.
Well, no. There's Alice Rocher. I'm not sure who she is, but she looks like she applied for the card, actually made payments with her.
Pretty
but
I sure can't find it's any. Rocher, Alice All right. Rocher.
All right.
And, sir, do you can, know I her? Have a, can I have a little sidebar with you, sir, just for a second?
Away, okay,
in,
sure.
In private?
Cover your ears.
Yeah, yeah, listen. Brad is either doing drugs or some sort of alcohol or opiate. Something's happening. I can't keep track of his thoughts. I don't think he can.
Okay, well, that's going to be perfect. So you can uncover your ears. Here, uncover your ears.
Huh?
Uncover your ears. Look at my hands. I'm showing you. Uncover your ears.
Money? You want money?
Yeah. Here. I'm sending you two to get some background on Alice. Come back here when you know more on whether or not she gets a card.
Hey, Bob, Carrie, come here. Come here.
What?
Well, what? I'm working.
I know. Hold on. You know how I've been on this Beatles trip lately, right?
Beatles trip?
Yeah, you just discovered the Beatles 2 weeks ago thanks to that 8-hour fucking documentary.
Yeah, we know everybody's known about the Beatles for their whole lives.
Okay, but did you know this? Watch what happens when I play this record backwards. Alice Rocher. Doesn't that sound like a name?
Wait, you were talking over it. Play it again. Oh,
okay. Yeah, so can you be quiet this time?
Okay.
You're still whispering along with it.
Okay, I won't say anything this time. Here we go.
I heard Alice, clearly.
Reacher? Yes.
Alice Reacher?
I don't know.
Jack Reacher's sister?
Oh, maybe. I love Jack Reacher. That is some good stuff.
That's a TV show.
In a novel. Many novels, I think.
Several novels.
What's that?
What was that?
Several novels.
Wait, play that again.
Play that again. I think the record has something else.
Several novels.
Several novels.
Several novels.
Maybe Alice.
I'm sorry. I wasn't sure where to go. I'm here for the Montgomery Wake.
What's your name?
Alice.
Shut the fuck up.
What's your last name? What's your last name?
What? This is crazy.
Holy. What?
What is Rocher?
What?
No.
Okay.
No.
Thank you.
No. Stay. Don't leave.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah. It's not the right thing. Sorry. I thought that was the right person.
Alice, do you know an Alice Reacher?
I am just looking for the Montgomery Wake. I
okay, do you know Jack Reacher?
What's going on?
What is the phrase several novels mean to you?
What? I just want to find
what's
the
wake. What's your favorite Beatles song? Do you know what the Beatles are?
Of course, everyone knows who the Beatles are. Well. I just want to find the wake, please. Just if you could just point me in whatever viewing room that is.
Oh, can I ask you one last question? Oh, please.
Oh, I was just going to say that this is a manufacturing company, so you've made your way into a corporate office. There's no wake here.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Which is even crazier. Because look, you... Okay, I'm going to play this record for you backwards really quick, Alice. Listen to this. Hold on.
You put it too fast.
Play it slow down. Play it forward for a little bit so we can...
Oh, yeah.
That's a good point. Okay, so I'll play it forward for a second.
7 days a week.
7 days.
What is this?
This isn't the Beatles.
What? No.
What is this, like this? A cover knockoff. Band? Yeah. This what is this? Knockoff.
It's the bee. Okay. Like beads.
Thank you. Thank you.
Alice. One last question. Who died?
John Montgomery.
Montgomery Wards. Used to be a place.
Are you trying to go before and
fellas? I know this sounds crazy, but I was thinking we change the title to 7 days a week. Yeah,
John, we've already put it out there.
I know, but we could always put out an addendum record. But think of the boosting sales. Also, there isn't 8 days in the week.
I was just gonna say that.
Shut the fuck up, Ringo. Ringo, if you open your fucking mouth again.
How many times do we have to go over this, Richard? Seriously, we don't mind calling you Ringo if we have to, but for fuck's sake, mate.
No, but it's a good point now that you bring it up. That right? there are 7 days a week.
I don't know what we were thinking other than the fact that we were super high.
I just want to say that John Montgomery meant a lot to all of us.
And thank you. Thank you. So I really appreciate everyone here coming from the the manufacturing plant. They just kind of followed me in.
Us so much about him on the way here. Yeah. I felt like I knew him.
I know. I just don't think it's appropriate for all of you to go up one after the other.
Thank you. And for that reason, I'll speak. So I just want to say that... the first time I heard about John Montgomery was today about half hour ago. And what struck me the most is that there is a cover band that exists that is doing Beatles songs and they call themselves the Beads.
This is important. Who are these people?
So, and that's something I never would have learned if it wasn't for Alice here, who kind of told us about
I didn't bring them.
Thank you, Alice.
Thank you to your family. And thank you to whoever catered this event.
All right, you two numbskulls. What did you get me on Alice?
Oh, shit. Was that supposed to... When were we supposed to do that?
I didn't realize there was a deadline.
How are we ever supposed to open new Discover accounts if I can't count on you guys getting background information?
Listen, if you want us to send out some emails, if you're just looking to drum up the business again, it's been a while, but I'm sure there's a list somewhere.
I want you to get some background on Alice Rocher.
Okay, well, I was
me and Gabe were talking, and I believe he wants to read my thoughts. I think that's like a core thing in our relationship. He was talking about that he needs to read
Here's
my thoughts.
Here's your next thought right now, sir. Are you just obsessed with Alice, and this is no longer about Discover cards?
Are you my thought, or are you talking about?
Did he read your
wasn't
mind?
My
was that
what
you
no,
were
that
thinking?
That was not. For no, shame. No, that was not at
Listen,
all.
I can't believe you'd think I'd think that.
Yeah, no, I wasn't reading your thoughts, sir. I was reading.
Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Now let it go.
Paul, if you don't mind me interjecting, let it go. I don't know if that's if I'm feeling.
Joel's a perfectly good title.
Yeah, is it though? Because what you're saying is sort of dismissive, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know. Sometimes it
Ringo,
like
shut the fuck up!
I swear to Christ,
shut the fuck up,
Alice. I know today
what?
Was weird. Weird for you. I know. I'm
Holy
letting you
shit,
watch your
leave
car.
Leave me the fuck alone.
I know.
So leave me the fuck alone.
I just wanted to say, perhaps, maybe there's a chance that.
What the fuck is this? I've been. Oh my god! I've been blown up in these Discovery card emails. What the fuck is going on?
Oh, that's.
You oh should, my god! Somebody opened a card in my. I'm under my name. Fuck. Huh. What is it? What do you need?
I get nothing now. I just want to know. Maybe you want to grab a bite or something.
No.
How did you know John? What was your relation to him?
None of your business.
I just want to know what the relationship
None of your,
was.
You know so much. No. Go back with your friends to your manufacturing building.
They're not my friends. They're my coworkers.
Okay. I don't care. Okay.
I want to be your friend, out. Alice.
I don't know you.
Who the
this
fuck
is it?
Are you, Alice?
All right. Please get away.
What's that? Is that pepper spray or bear spray? What is that?
Which it's both, actually. I made my own. Oh, it's a home concoction.
Homemade? Okay.
And there's little knives in there, too.
Oh, that doesn't make any sense. Let's see. Go spray it.
I can spray on you because little knives are going to shoot out.
Okay, so you want to protect me?
No, I don't want to protect you. I just don't want to
like
hurt
Jack
somebody.
Like Jack Reacher.
What?
Alice, I'm gonna swing for your head. I want to see what your
what
instinct
the fuck?
Does.
What are you doing? Does. What are you doing?
I didn't mean to do that.
Wow, that guy just hit that woman.
I saw that.
Oh my god!
That's Tom Cavanaugh's daughter.
I'm calling 911.
Get the guy out.
Take some of his bones. Take his bones out.
And so we're going to put all the records out under the alias The Beads.
Right.
And other than Let It Go, which I'm going to put out on the alias Adele Dazeem.
Right.
And I've also hidden via backward masking the names of everyone in the year 2021 who has a Discover card.
That's brilliant, mate.
All right, so...
it's only like three people, though, isn't it?
It's only like three people. Oh, yeah,
boy, sorry I'm late. It's me, Joe.
And you can't forget about me, Connor.
That is scene two. Oh, 7 days a week. Everyone's favorite.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
Scene 3 comes from Patreon VIP, going by the handle Scene Suggester number 4312, who wrote, "Well, hello there, legends. I've just joined your Patreon because I decided that you deserved my money. Well, some of it. You probably deserve more of it, but you're not getting it. It's my money, and crack doesn't buy itself." I have a scene suggestion. The first person to ever finish last. Hope this helps. Goodbye.
Oh my God, this is so freaking long. I'm so tired.
Well, why don't we just take a break?
Okay, let's walk.
Okay.
Oh God. You know, I thought I could win this race, but we suck. We're like in the back.
No, we lost the chance at winning this a while ago.
Yeah.
I didn't know that a marathon was this long.
Well, yeah, this is the first time they're doing it, so there's no way to know.
I guess.
Holy shit. Are you guys in the race?
Oh, yeah. Are you in there? Are you in this too?
No, I'm just giving out orange slices. I was packing up. I didn't think anyone else was still out here.
Oh, I'll take an orange slice. I am thirsty.
I'll take one as well, please. Thank you.
There you go. You guys, the race is like kind of over.
Yeah, right. No, they said that it wasn't going to end until the last person finished. So,
and I haven't finished, and she hasn't finished.
That's right.
Oh, so one of you is going to actually be last.
Yeah.
Well, there probably is somebody behind us.
No.
Well, we had another person with us that was kind of along with us. So unless something bad happened to them or they tripped or something.
Word is goats are eating somebody down the path. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Might be your buddy.
The goats are eating him? Yeah. I told him not to wear that stupid paper pants.
Yeah. They looked stupid, too.
Yeah.
Not only, I didn't realize it was dangerous because it looked stupid.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to pick up the pace a little bit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, hold on. Wait for me.
No, I can't wait for you. There's a little more on the line here.
I'm going. I'm running with you now.
But,
jeez.
But actually, I'm not appreciating it. I kind of want to do this solo now.
Well, what do you mean?
Please, if you could just stand still so I can hammer your paper pants. It's very difficult because of the fabric. You understand?
Shorts. Paper shorts, please.
You wanted shorts?
Yeah.
Shit. Okay. All right. I'll make a different pins for the shorts. Mid-thigh, you want to go...
Tommy, shut it! I swear I will milk you dry.
Do you want the mid-size shark? Or do you want to go below the knee?
I think as high as possible. Now, sure, I dress both left and right, if that's any concern of yours.
It's not a concern for me.
Not a concern for me. Let me tell you.
You want short shorts?
Yeah, well, I'll be running in these.
Hey, Torner. Hey, you son of a bitch. That grass shirt you gave me lit on fire and burned my goddamn chest nipples.
All right. Whose fault was that?
The tailor, not yours. I'm talking to Torner, though.
Oh.
I'm so sorry. The hell
are you, man? The hell are you? What the hell are you getting his back in?
I appreciate you having my back, Mr. Short Shorts.
Yeah.
So your nipples are no more?
No more. Just a smooth rock for a chest. I want my goddamn money back.
Give me a moment why I cry in the loss of your nipple. Yeah, I'm not going to cry.
All right. Well, then you just wasted my time. I want my money back.
I'm sure you do.
Well, Steve, it feels like we could probably pack up here. I think that's about.
Wait!
Well, we got a couple stragglers coming in.
All right. Let's look at their bid numbers. We got 381 and 382.
Well, again, Pheidippides, the winner of the first marathon, made it all the way from Marathon to Athens in 26.2 miles. Which is a great length. We'll probably keep that. These folks are still making their way to the booth.
Judy, hold on. Let me give you something. Here.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, here, take.
What is this? A piece of shit? You're giving me a piece of your own shit? Hey, fuck you!
Okay, we're here with the second to last competitor in this year's marathon.
Oh, thank God I crossed second to last. That was close, folks.
Looked like you handed your friend a piece of your own shit there.
Hey!
What was the logic behind that?
Well, I just thought that it would be surprising enough. Oh, ow, what's that on my face?
It's your own shit. It's your own shit in your face.
That's going to give me pink eye.
Can you get pink eye from your own shit? This is a philosophical question.
I have something to say.
Hey, sweetheart, look. That's that lady. She's the first one to ever finish last. She's like the world's first loser. Don't bother her.
I feel like we should say something to her.
Should we?
Yeah. Something encouraging.
Oh, God. I hate when you have to defame the shrimp yourself.
Yeah, let's do that. Hi, Judy. It's Judy, right?
Yeah.
Judy, we're fans.
We just want to say we know you're the first person to ever finish last.
We're fans.
I heard you call me the first loser over there, okay? So don't pretend that you're going to come over here and think that you're going to get on my sweet side. Do you want any shells?
Ew, no.
I mean, if the shoe fits sort of thing, what would you like to be called if not the first loser?
Just Judy, just by my name. My friend, tricked me. The reason I'm in this position is because my best friend tricked me.
We saw he flung, like he flung his poo. I mean, it was I can't even believe it was allowed.
But Judy, no one even knows his name.
Nope.
Yeah. Second last is not that important, but first last is incredible.
Jerry, that's such a good point.
Another wine jug for you, buddy. I never seen anybody drink this much. What are you celebrating?
I'm not really celebrating. I'm just sad. I'm just sad. But thanks for the wine.
Well, you got to pay for it. It ain't free.
You know who I am, right? I am not the loser of the marathon. But I'm a competitor. A competitor.
Okay.
Yeah. So don't winners get to get wine?
Oh, you won.
Well, I didn't lose, that's for sure.
What do you mean? Wait, did you win or not?
I didn't lose, but I lost a friend in the whole ordeal.
Oh, the goat? The goat?
Pheidippides. That's the person that won the first marathon.
Oh, my God. Are you sure?
Oh, no. Wow.
Holy shit, those goats are eating that lady. Holy shit.
Look, buddy, I don't know what you want me to tell you. Okay, I don't know who the hell you are. I don't know when you placed.
Second to last. But I had to cheat to get there. Honestly, it's a low point in my life.
Hey, your eye is all fucked up. Are you okay?
It's the worst case of pink eye ever. I don't even know. It might have gone beyond. I think it's just staph infection of the eyeball.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you know what? This jug's on me. This jug's on me. You're going to lose that
Thank
eye.
Thank you. Thank you. Pardon me. You're Pheidippides. Is that right?
No, that's the winner of the marathon.
No, I wasn't talking to you. I wasn't talking to you.
Me?
Oh. No, him.
What's up?
You're Pheidippides. Is that right?
Yeah. What do you need?
I just want to say congratulations on winning the first ever marathon.
Thanks. Yeah.
And furthermore.
Oh, boy.
Have you met Judy? Do you know Judy?
God, I don't know why you keep dragging me to these places. Hi, my name's Judy. I lost the marathon that you won.
Yeah, Judy, listen, I just wanted to say, based on the accolades that I'm getting and the attention that you're getting, losing or coming in last
Thank you.
Might be the way to go in the future.
See?
Wow. Pheidippides, that means a lot coming from you. Thank you.
I mean, I'm clearly the best at this, but so what?
Yeah. I guess we didn't really think about it. It was a race of three. You know what I mean? You beat us by 6 hours and we kind of straggled in the back. It was a, you know, bet turned wrong in a way.
It almost feels like a diabolically brilliant move.
Well, there were four. There were four, actually. Our fourth friend got eaten by a goat. So, I'm sorry. He was my husband. So, yeah, it's okay. It's okay. I've been getting a lot of ass since I lost the race. So, sexually, I've recovered. But emotionally, I'm still kind of struggling with it.
And that's your quote unquote friend over there, right? The one that handed you the piece of shit?
I haven't seen him since the marathon.
Wow.
I feel like he tossed it at you more than handed it to you.
Well, he said to me, hey, I have something for you. And it was kind of like a combination of a toss and a gift giving. So, yeah.
Wow. Well, I guess I'm going to head home.
Okay, good to meet you.
You brought me here and you're just going to leave?
Judy, who's that guy that's been following around with you?
What was that?
Who's the guy that's been with you? Is that
Sorry, sometimes when you talk, it just sounds like all one word that's strung together. So it's hard for me to kind of figure out
who's
what
the
you're
guy
saying.
That's been with you?
I don't. The guy that's been with me, he's the one who beat me in the marathon. Everybody beat me.
I didn't mean that guy. I know who Steve is. I'm talking about the other guy. I see him at the... He keeps taking you to different pubs.
Oh, yeah. He started collecting my shrimp shells, and now he just wants to... He wants to kind of take me everywhere, kind of like I'm a little freak. He shows off to people.
Oh, well, so this is like your dose. This guy's like your patron. He's like giving you money.
He's like my patron?
Yeah, like he's like must be wealthy as shit buying all the shells.
I don't know. He hasn't given me... doesn't give them to me. He's collecting my shells.
Dude, this is huge. We can... We can spin your loss as a way to sell the shells.
I don't know how much market there is for...
There's a huge market. There's so many more losers than there are winners.
Okay, but he's not paying for my shells.
Judy, this could be huge for us. All right,
look, I'm sorry. You're getting too invested. We fucked once, okay? Stop now.
Everybody, welcome to LoserCon, the only convention where we celebrate the losers. Bring out Ringo.
not yet. It's not spoiling surprises.
He's the headliner.
He is the headliner.
We want to see Connor.
Oh, Connor's also here. All right. You guys have done your homework. Now, statistically, there are more losers than there are winners. Give it up for that stat. Yeah. Well, we have someone here who's opening up for Connor. He's opening up for Ringo.
He's not here. You gotta open up.
I'm just thinking about Judy.
Yeah, whatever. Whoever was supposed to open up, they're not here. You gotta open up.
I'm not a loser.
It doesn't matter. Just sell it. Just sell the loss. Sell the loss.
I'm going to talk to you for a second about what it's like to lose.
Wait a minute. This guy doesn't know what it's like to lose.
This guy doesn't know shit.
Look at him. He's a winner.
Look at all those shellfish. Look at that guy. He's a winner.
He's got a palm full of shells.
But I can appreciate the loser in all of
He appreciates us.
He's got a 12-pack of abs. I've never seen that before.
Jesus. Kill the winner. Kill the winner.
Kill the winner.
Eat him, goats.
Send me the giant dong.
Well, that's done. Should we go to one of the booths, or
Judy?
What?
Hey, I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Yeah, I know, and I'm so sorry about your eye. I heard they had to take it out.
No, it was my fault. I shouldn't have done that to you.
Thank you. Is that...
You know, what?
Is that all? You showed up at my...
Well, I just feel bad that I missed Mike's funeral.
Yeah,
well... Yeah, I should have been there. He was your husband. You were my friends.
Thank you. There wasn't a lot to see it by the time they cleaned him to the bone.
Who's at the door?
Oh, my God. Stay in bed. I'm sorry. This is so awkward. I just had this guy I met on... Grecian Tinder,
uh-huh.
Do you know my name?
Yeah, it starts with a K.
X. Xavier. Okay. Jesus
so
Christ.
Xavier, sorry.
All right, whatever, Judy. I'm out of here.
Okay, oh, thank God.
You. Excuse you.
Sorry, I've just been kind of going through a thing where I'm just kind of hooking up, you know, getting really...
I haven't been able to hook up since the eye thing.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, you look really horrific.
Well, the skin around it got pretty bad, too. If it would have only stayed in the eye.
It looks like they had to scoop quite a lot out of there. And here's the thing. This is the most promiscuous and loose. No. I'm so sorry. That's what I was going to say. This is the most loose I've been. And the fact that I'm not... wanting to get sexual with you right now is showing how disgusting you really are to me. I'm sorry. I have a low bar, but this is even beneath that. I'm afraid that if you come into my home, you're going to infect everything. I'm sorry.
Well, I just wanted to say sorry.
Thank you. You said that already. Thank you for saying that.
And then I guess, can I use your restroom really quick?
No, I'm so sorry. I can't stress this enough. I don't feel comfortable with you in any part of my home.
Oh, okay. Oh, that makes sense.
My friend, I just saw that rejection at the door. What a loser,
it was
huh?
mutual. It was mutual rejection.
I don't think so.
No,
I
we
don't
both talked about how I didn't want to go in there and she didn't want me in there.
You only have one of those, huh? loser. Yeah. My friend, wouldn't you like to win?
Yeah.
Huh? Would you do anything to feel what it's like to win?
Yeah.
Anything. Really? Would you give your other eye for it?
Huh?
Did you not hear me?
My other eye?
Yes, that's what I said. You heard me. Okay. Would you give your other eye for it?
Oh, yeah. I'd do it. I'd do it for a solid win. It's got to be a solid win.
Okay, let me just get it there quick. You lost again!
What? Judy, I'm in your yard.
Oh my God. Oh my Judy. God.
Is that a goat, baby?
Yeah, be careful. That's the same one that
I can't
ate
see
Mark.
Oh
my
it.
God. You look awful. Please.
Oh, Judy, save me.
Oh, I can't. I'm so sorry.
Judy. Judy.
Right, I have someone coming over. Sorry.
And that's how the story ends.
Okay, oh my goodness. So
you go to
sleep. What an amazing story. Thank you.
And what's the moral?
The moral is don't become friendly with a mean person.
No. You completely missed it. I guess we'll start over again. So.
Can I get out of here? I don't want to. Is it all right if I just bounce?
Yeah, I guess that's fine. I thought we would have a little. I thought we'd say bye to each other after I.
Well, he's not going to bed. You keep this the third time in the damn story.
I mean,
do you know what the moral is?
Who gives a shit? It's about some goat eating people. I don't think there is a moral in the story, honestly. I don't think there is. And I'm starting to believe that this isn't an actual Greek story. I'm starting to think you wrote this.
And if I did, am I not allowed to you know, do that?
Yeah, Tony, of course you can do it, but I'm like, whoa, what the fuck?
Sorry to interrupt. I realize it's June 14th, but I'm still getting around to some of the people I didn't get 6 months ago. I understand there's a little boy here.
Yes,
he's in bed. His name is Alice.
You all right?
Sorry, I had a bad Mexi melt.
Oh, shit, that smells horrible. Is that Mountain Dew I'm smelling?
Yes, I remember trying to wash it down with Mountain Dew.
God damn. My eyes are watering.
Well, I've got a beads boxed set for a little boy.
Oh. All right. Anything for us or?
Well, were you a good boy this year?
Sure.
Okay. Well, I know that's not true because I have a list.
Come on, Santa. Just give me a goddamn gift. Give me a gift. You're here.
Okay. All right. Fine. Reaching to the bottom of the bag.
Oh, is this shit? Is this your shit?
It's a piece of my own shit.
Oh, fuck you, Santa.
My Mexi Melt infected shit.
What the fuck, man? What the fuck? It's hot.
Where is it in your eye? Okay. Connor, start the sleigh.
I'm starting it.
Yeah, that's our show. I mean, you know when you hit the pinnacle.
I mean, Craig Kukowski is one of improv's best.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just to know to use your own Mexi Melt shit to shove it in someone's eye. I mean, that's up there.
It's the only place it could have gone.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Thank you for being here, everyone. Mm. Starting, of course, with Ebenezer Cotter. Thank you so very, very much, Caroline.
Thank you.
You're off to the homeland tomorrow, is that right?
Yeah, beautiful New Jersey.
Safe travels.
Thank you.
Godspeed.
Thank you.
And hope it's a healthy and glorious holiday.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a little wet and wild.
Mm. And probably a little cold.
Amen.
Here's hoping.
Amen.
Chris Alvarado.
Oh, my gosh. That was so much fun. I have no holiday plans. I mean, meaning I'm not traveling.
Sure.
Sticking around Los Angeles. Seeing what Same here. Into.
Gonna chill. Chill.
I might stop by then.
You know what Please I mean? Stop by.
Great.
Oh, my goodness.
Perfect. That worked out perfectly. Christmas right. morning, I'll wake you up in bed.
Oh, we'll be up.
Okay. I mean, I can wait. If I get there before you, I can wake you guys up.
4:27.
Oh, okay. I'll be sleeping. Thank you.
I mean, you can spend the night before.
Oh, my God. This is getting better. Can Craig come? Okay. Let's keep going.
I'm busy.
Craig Kukowski.
I'm busy.
Oh, God damn it.
Staying in town for the holidays. The folks are coming out from Virginia, but they get to stay with my sister. So I don't need to deal with that. And we're going to Palm Springs for a few nights as well.
Uh-huh.
Taking them to Rao's.
Yeah.
Which is a good parent restaurant.
Yes. You mean the Rao's in Los Angeles, or do they open one in the Springs?
Is there one in Palm Springs?
Yeah, no, I didn't think so.
No, Hollywood.
Yeah, and Johnny Roast Beef, is that the guy that does the table work from Goodfellas? I think he stops by the tables, Johnny Roast Beef.
Johnny Roast Beef?
Yeah.
The real Johnny Roast Beef?
The actual actor who played All Johnny right. Roast Beef in the movie.
I can't wait.
Yeah, enjoy the hell out of that, please. Can't recommend that place enough. James Heaney?
Thanks for having me. I am going to Chicago for Christmas, and I can't wait to be there.
Well, now you're just bragging. Godspeed and healthy, happy to you as well, sir.
Thank you.
And to the lovely bride, Aaron. Joey Grierman?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're, of course, headed to Florida?
Of course, I have to. I'm going down to the Florida.
Having a good time. Open up a can. Mm-hmm. Sit by it.
Let it go. Mask it up.
Huh?
You know, try to get some people to wear masks in that state.
I'm going to be a hazmat through and through, but
yeah,
I'm going to have a good time. It's like 80, so it's all right.
Well, Godspeed and safe travels and happy, healthy to all of you. Let's thank our wonderful producer and I guess engineer to the stars, Mr. Doug Bain.
Bain.
Five folks at iHeart Media. Please be kind to each other and stay safe, be happy, be healthy, and thank you for joining us as always. Write a review if it wouldn't fucking kill you. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Until next time,
Alchemy is.
Diamonds
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.